We continue our learning. We're in Tamid Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel. After the Kohanim took the ashes and placed them on the mound on the Tapuach, it's now time to bring wood up to the Mizbeach for the Ma'aracha, for the arranging of the wood pile so that we can burn the Karbanos upon them. Hechelu Malin Ba'Gizrin L'Sader Esh Ha'Ma'aracha. So at the beginning, they began bringing up what we call two Gizrei Eitzim, two smooth, long logs, to arrange them and put them on the lengthwise of the of another wood pile, which we'll speak about as well. But these are, what are these two extra pieces of wood? If we have plenty of other wood that we're going to arrange for the karbon, so it's based on the pasuk uviyera leha kohen eitzim baboker baboker. That word eitzim plural means they have obviously more than one. There were two logs, two smooth long logs that were placed the length of the main pile of wood. So that was a special kiyum, a special fulfillment of that pasuk. So that's how what the Mishnah is speaking of. And then the Mishnah adds, v'chichol ha'etzim k'shem la'maracha, were all etzim kasher to use for the maracha, for the arrangement of wood, of this wood pile for karbanos. Mishnah says, hein, yes, so we'll see there are exceptions in a moment. Kol etzim k'shem la'maracha, yeah, they're all kasher, chutz mishel zayis v'shel gefen, except for a zayis, the wood of an olive tree, and the vines. What's the problem? So the Bartner tells you, Mishem Yeshuva shel Eretz Yisrael, because of the mitzvah of Yeshuv Eretz Yisrael. What does that mean? It's for the concern of the settlement of Eretz Yisrael. The grapes and the olives, grapes to produce wine, olives that were needed for energy. So that was really a staple for Eretz Yisrael, besides, of course, bread, but that weren't using wood from wheat. So here the Mishnah says, not Zayis and not Geffen. What other wood? All other wood is acceptable. Yet the Mishnah tells us, Aval Be'elu Regilim. But they typically were accustomed to use the following wood, and that is Bimurbio Shel Te'ena. These are branches of a fig tree. The Bartuna tells you that it has to be where it's inferior type of fruit that are being produced, and that's why they wouldn't use this for its fruit. V'davka te'enim ro'os. Delo avdi peri, the tree is not used for its fruit anyway, so then we can use it for its wood. Vishal egos, and that of a nut tree. Vishal eit shemen, and that of an oil tree. What is oil tree we're speaking of? So the Baratuna tells you, we're speaking about the tree that produces Afar Simon, Ha'osa Shemen Afar Simon, and balsam. It's like a cedar tree, but it produces a balsam oil. So why is this not an issue? Isn't this also for produce? So Afagav, the eighth machal, oh yeah, it is an eighth machal. Ain boat sorech kamo begefen v'zayis. So as we said, it's not a staple. It's not the same need as gefen and zayis. Hilchoch lo asru mishum yeshuv asher Eretz Yisrael kederech she'asru hagefen v'zayis. That's why the Chachamim didn't prohibit these. These are permitted, shel ego, shel eit shemen, and of course that of te'edo, especially because it's producing inferior fruit. Those are acceptable for the ma'aracha. Perek beis mishnah dalad, sider ha'ma'aracha gidola mizracha. So now we're speaking about the Ma'aracha Gedola, the large Ma'aracha, that was arranged as a large wood pile for the Mizbeach. That was the main fire of the Mizbeach for the Karbanos. And that was arranged towards the east side of the top of the Mizbeach. And Mishnah says, V'chazisa Mizracha. And its face, Chazisa, like Chazon, V'sechazena, to see. Its face was towards these. What do you mean its face? So it means that when the Kohen was arranging the firewood, he left an opening, a chalon, as the Bar Tanura says, on the east side of the wood pile. Why was that? For what purpose? So the east side is where we have an east wind, and that would blow. Remember, there's no roof here on this over this Mizbeach. The Mizbeach HaNechosh is Mizbeach HaChitzon. So the east wind would blow through this opening, and it will help fan the flames of that fire. So that is the Ma'aracha Gedola. Why do we call it Ma'aracha Gedola? So the Bar Tanura explains, the Fisha Yesh Od Ma'aracha Acheres, Kari Lahach Ma'aracha Gedola, because there's another arrangement of wood, and that's why we call this the Ma'aracha Gedola. Sheshalosh Ma'aracha Sayusham B'chol Yom. In fact, there are really three wood piles that were arranged each day. Achas Ma'aracha Gedola Shesor from Aleha Tamid. One was the Ma'aracha Gedola we're speaking about in this Mishnah, where they burned the carbon atomid upon that. that. Vahashenis ma'aracha pechusamim. And one was a wood pile a little bit smaller than this one. Vehi kruya ma'aracha shel ketores. That was the ma'aracha for ketores, for incense. Now, incense was not burned on this mizbeach. It was burned on the mizbeach hazah. But shenotli mimena gecholim imachta l'ketores. Shematirin ba'boker v'nabayim. But the ketores which was burned in the morning and the afternoon needed coals. And the coals that actually came from this maracha, still is maracha, shniyah shel ketores. That was the second one. The hashlishis eina mishamesh sheves klum ella likiyo ma'esh. The third maracha really wasn't used for anything. It was there just to keep the fire going. They're said based on the pasuk of ha'esh al hamizbeach tu kadbo. Zu ma'aracha shlishis shel kiyo ma'esh. That was the third. There were no specific carbonos placed on them, but that was an extra wood pile to make sure that the fire would still go and would be able to use from there to make sure that the fire would still be going for the other wood piles as well. And then the Mishnah says, V'rashe ha'gizrin ha'pnimim ha'yinogim ba'tapuach. He's explaining that the logs on the bottom of the pile of wood were set up from east to west, and they were very long. And the ones that were in the middle of the wood pile touched the mound of the ashes in the center of the mizbeach. So that's what he's v'rashe ha'gizrin ha'pnimim ha'yunogim ba'tabuch. They touched the ashes. V'revach haya bein ha'gizrin. There was space that was left between the logs. For what purpose? Shayu matzisin es ha'alisa misham. That's where they would light the fire from. What's the alisa? So it says v'artunura charios v'kispin dakim. These were little twigs and little small branches. Tochvin bein ha'gedolim l'hatzis esh. They would stick them between the big ones in order to light the fire. The language of alisa is like the language of an alia, which is the tail of an animal we speak about. Al shem zanvo sa'udim, because we speak about pieces of wood that are on fire. We call them zanvos, and we call them like tails. So the same thing over here. So the spaces that were left between the large logs of the maracha for lighting, and that's what the Mishnah speaks about here at the end. Revach be haya bein hagizrim.